If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic food.
Well, I've had a very fine time this weekend, frankly, with Travelers 411 and today Travel with Stephanie Abrams. I mean, we've been everywhere. You know, we've talked about amusement parks and traveling alone and traveling on the island of Rhodes in Greece to visit a bar that's like an indoor igloo made of ice. Really incredible. Landos Ice Bar. When I say really cool, I mean it. It's like almost 16 below zero in there, Fahrenheit. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. In any event, that was yesterday. And today, we've been deep sea fishing off the coast of Florida. We've been off to Addison, Texas, to a place that calls itself Kaboom Town. And if you've missed any of that, go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com. Find it all in the show notes. Listen to it archived. It'll be archived within the next few days. And then click over to travelers411.com where you can actually download each of the shows and take us with you wherever you're going. I have someplace special to take you this hour. I just want to remind you that before today's show started at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, my TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, ended at 6 p.m. So weekly from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, you can, and the count backwards across the nation all the way to Hawaii, that's where we reach 40 million households, including people in on the island of Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai, which I think is very cool. But we're coast to coast all over the country, and you can watch us on TV. You can catch us archived. Go to sabrams.com, and in the navigation bar where you see me hiding behind that red telephone booth, just above it says YouTube channel, Travel TV. Click on that, and after each of the TV shows broadcast, we archive them commercial-free at that YouTube spot, so you can go have a look. But I'm taking you off now to talk with somebody who's on the line with me, live from Sydney, Australia. And her name is Sue Badiari, and she is the CEO of World Expedition. So let's find out what that's all about together right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO presents a semi-staged performance entitled Bernstein's on the Town with conductor Keith Lockhart, Saturday, July 7th at 8 p.m. at the summer home of the BSO, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
I am delighted to have on the line Sue Badiari, the CEO of World Expeditions. She is based in Sydney, Australia, where it is already morning because they're 14 hours ahead of us, ahead of Eastern time. So they're already started on a new day. How are you, Sue?
I'm very well. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm terrific. I'm glad we could find a civilized time for both of us to chat.
Very civilized,
so,
indeed.
It's great to be talking to you. How long have you been associated with World Expeditions?
Well over two decades. So,
wow.
Yeah, I've had a great innings here. Started here as a relatively young recruit and have worked my way up through the business and enjoyed every moment of it.
Tell me what World Expeditions is for all of our listeners who may be unfamiliar.
World Expeditions are an adventure travel company, so primarily we're offering walking and cycling holidays on, you know, all around the world on all seven continents, and doing that in a really sustainable and responsible way.
When you say sustainable and responsible, what do you do?
It just means that we make sure that every one of our tours has a really small footprint and that we're also giving back to the local communities in a really positive manner.
So when you say you're on seven continents, I mean, where do you actually go?
Well, we do lots of hiking trips in the Himalaya. We do hikes in the Andes in South America. We do trips down to the polar regions in Antarctica and the Arctic, where you can actually get off the boat and camp on ice and do some snowshoeing and what have you. So our programs are just, you know, really about immersing in the destination in a very interactive style.
Tell me about snowshoeing.
Snowshoeing's great fun. I mean, obviously, it's access to mountains in wintertime, so you put on this flat pair of flip-flop things on the bottom of your feet, and it allows you to walk lightly on the snow and access some really neat areas. And seeing, you know, some of, you know, for example, the Rocky Mountains in the middle of winter is absolutely beautiful, and it's allowed through, the use of a pair of snowshoes.
I mean, I always thought snowshoes reminded me of tennis rackets with the handle broken off.
Yeah, similar like that. But they're really neat because they allow you to walk on the surface without sinking too deep. And
Now there's the operative words, too deep. I've always had this feeling that even by spreading the weight over those things that look like tennis rackets without handles called snowshoes that you put on your feet, that I'd sink in anyway. So when you say not singing too deep, what does that mean exactly?
Well, you've obviously got to have a bit of know-how, and that's where a really good experienced guide will come into play. But, it's just the way that the dynamics of the snowshoe work to mean that you don't sink too deep and that you typically can cover the surface and continue to walk through snow, which it's great. Access to these wilderness areas is really heightened with the use of this equipment.
I'm tempted to go back to the Woodstock Inn in Woodstock, Vermont, which is like nestled right up against the New Hampshire border. Literally, we wanted to go to the movies there, and the nearest cinema was in New Lebanon, New Hampshire, which was like, I don't know, 12-mile, 17-minute trip or something like that from Woodstock, Vermont. And one of the things they do in the winter is snowshoeing. So I'm thinking about doing that because I've always wanted to do that, but I don't know how many steps I'm going to take before I say, okay, that was fun, I'm done.
Yeah, well, look, I think like anything, you know, when you're in the outdoors and you've got to be committed to it and you've got to know what you're signing up for. But if you really do and have that intent, it is such a joy. I cannot tell you how much people get out of these sort of holidays. It's very rejuvenating, and it, you know, the challenge element makes you feel very aware of all your faculties. You know, your mind's working really well, you're breathing really well, you're breathing in fresh air. You're concentrating on, you know, where you're putting your feet and what have you. But with all of that comes this great sense of achievement when you've done it. And so that really is the driving force behind why so many people get involved in active tourism and come back year after year to want more and see more and do more, because it's very all-encompassing, great for the mind and great for the body and fantastic for the soul.
When you send people out on trips, are they all kind of like group involved things, or are any of them for individuals?
Yeah, we do both, actually. You know, I'll talk about something called the self-guided movement, because, primarily, you know, a lot of adventure travel has come out of group departures, and that still is very much the case because people love that environment where you can join in with a group of like-minded people and go on this great adventure together. I mean, people make fantastic lifelong friendships through that shared experience.
Oh, but I'm sure they do.
Yeah, but there's this new, relatively new, I'm not saying it's new as in, but, you know, over the last decade, the notion of self-guided adventure travel has really risen steeply. And that's where ultimately a travel company will provide all the logistics in the background. So, for example, if you're going hiking on the Hort route in Switzerland, what will happen is that when you arrive on the first day, you get route maps, you get instructions, you get baggage labels, and behind the scenes, a company is picking up your bags from your hotel each morning, and when you walk between that accommodation and the next through the mountains, your luggage is at the next night's accommodation, and all through the day you've been self-guiding, so you've been following the route maps and following the instructions and really having a completely flexible solo type of guided experience, which is really on the rise because of that flexibility that it does bring with it.
Oh, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Sue Badiardi, CEO of World Expeditions, based in Sydney, Australia. But these people can send you anywhere in the world you want to go for an outdoor adventure. We'll be right back. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here.
So you can cook while I stand looking. No keener reception in a beanery, less I'm bound in greenery home.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
You gotta keep your head up. Hi, this is Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops. Don't miss opening night at Pops, May 9th, as we kick things off with singer and recording star Andy Grammer.
The Pops season also features tributes to Leonard Bernstein, Disney on Broadway, Rock the Pops, and more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
care experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
I love the mountains.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line, live from Sydney, Australia, CEO of World Expeditions, Sue Badiardi. Sue, you said when you first started with the company, you went through a whole bunch of different things. You've been there a couple of decades now. What did you start out doing?
I started out working in the administrative side of the business, which was interesting. I didn't do that for too long, but then I went on to operate and run a small business within the greater organization, which was bareboat chartering. So it's something I knew absolutely nothing about, and like any good learning lesson, it's great to be thrown in the deep end, so to speak, and that's how I really I made my mark, I suppose. I was running this division of the business which specialized in sailing trips and bareboat charters around the globe, and I learned a lot about the world and I learned a lot about myself as well. So it was a really fantastic apprenticeship.
Have you been an outdoorsy person your whole life?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And that really is thanks to my parents, who were really avid travelers and keen trekkers as well. So, we had a very unconventional holiday upbringing in that, you know, most people were basically going to the beach with their families, and we were heading off into places like Morocco and Nepal and hiking in the mountains and doing all sorts of weird and wonderful things.
Tell me about Nepal.
Oh, I love Nepal. It is such a beautiful country in all elements. I mean, first, of course, the allurement is the highest mountains on earth, and there's no doubt they really do make their mark on every single person that goes hiking amongst them. But, you know, the people of Nepal, and 90% of the population of that country live in the hills and in the mountains. So when you go trekking, you're really surrounded very much by little local villages, and the people leave such an indelible mark. They're wonderfully warm, generous, and very industrious people. You know, you would know a few years back there was a terrible earthquake that struck Nepal and left a lot of devastation in its wake. And yet those people just, you know, their resilience and their propensity just to get in and rebuild their country and get back life back to normal and do it with such, you know, humility and and tenacity. They're incredible people. So they're very much part of it. And if you go trekking in Nepal, you know, the people who underpin all the logistics, so the people who help with carrying the luggage through the mountains, the porters, which is a very old industry but an important industry, your tour guides, your Sherpas who are assisting with, you know, making sure that the meals are there on time, your cooks and what have you. They're all Nepali people who are involved in the tourism space, and they're fantastic because you really do get a wonderful insight into the culture of the country through their involvement.
Well, how many years ago was it that you were in Nepal last?
Oh, I go every year. You know, it's a really important destination for world expeditions. And so, you know, it's a place that I like to stay very connected to. And of course, there's still ongoing work with the rebuild after the earthquake. So we're very involved in community works, particularly in the area of rebuilding schools, because there were 7,000 schools that were either damaged or completely desecrated in Nepal. And education is obviously a real key to the future of all of those young people. So having classrooms that are functional is incredibly important. So we've been very much on that trajectory of spending time in Nepal, not only improving our operations each year where we have our permanent campsites, but also helping in those communities.
Wow. What year was that earthquake?
2015. There were two of them. So they struck within a week and a half of one another, and they were really significant.
Do you ever notice that the Earth is really angry with us?
I do. I mean, and it's a real challenge for people working in the tourism space, because every year there's a lot of natural disasters occurring, and yeah, obviously management of those is super important. So you really do need to be all over everything. And you know, in terms of those earthquakes in Nepal, we had 17 groups in the country at that time. So you know, the careful management of this, procuring the safety of those people and our staff, our local staff, was you know, obviously a very big job, and you know, something that we worked very, very hard at the time. But yeah, you're right. The Earth is a bit angry. There's obviously a lot of climate change issues, and it is playing out in, you know, torrential rains and earthquakes and
volcanic eruptions,
all sorts of things. Yeah.
Yeah, and this latest volcanic thing in Hawaii is, you know, it's not that long ago. Well, it probably is that long ago. It just feels like yesterday to me. I'm going to guess it was maybe 8 years ago, 10 years ago, something like that, when we had the volcano in Iceland that was messing up all kinds of airport traffic
pretty much
everywhere but Iceland, because the wind was taking it eastward. And so, you know, there were just tens of thousands of flights canceled all over Europe because of it.
It was hugely disruptive, that one. It went on for weeks and weeks, and there were a lot of people that were, stranded, so to speak. And, you know, it disrupted a lot of people's lives for a period of time.
Do you participate with Tourism Cares?
No, we don't, but we are involved with a whole host of other organisations, you know, and really when we look at the whole sustainability around tourism, there's a lot of organisations that have established themselves who are specialists. So, for example, Say No to Orphanages would be one organisation that we're involved with, which is basically setting a standard for the way that we should be looking at orphanage tourism. Another would be World Animal Protection, which again have a credo for travellers when they're going into environments where there is any sort of animal facility, or if you're in the wild or if you're at a sanctuary, really the do's and don'ts for that. So, you know, we defer our travellers to read the credo and of these organisations who have a specialisation. And there's many of them. Another is 10 Pieces, which is a movement to try to resolve the problem of waste management. There's a lot of papers and plastic litter around the world, and it's a really simple little concept where travellers are encouraged to pick up 10 pieces of paper. And you can imagine if every traveller did that around the globe, the globe would be a lot cleaner.
No kidding. They all have to pretend that they're general managers of hotels and resorts, because that's exactly what a GM will do, walking around the building, picking up little stray bits of this and that. But
yeah.
Bruce Beckham, who recently retired from, I think his title was CEO of Tourism Cares. Tourism Cares has a lot of attention in the U.S. and does a lot of attention around the world, gets a lot of participation in the travel industry, and he has been a member of SCAL Boston, of which I am a member, and I'm going to ask you, I forget the answer to the question, are you a SCAL member when we come back?
Oh.
I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with you, Stephanie Abrams here. Don't leave me.
I love the mountains.
I love the rolling hills.
I love the fountains.
I love the daffodils.
I love the fireside.
When all the lights are low.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm the Wanderer. I roam around, 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 around.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me the CEO of World Expeditions, Sue Badiari, who is based in Sydney, Australia, and you'll know that at once when she speaks. Where did you grow up in Australia?
Indeed, I did.
Where were you born?
I was born in Sydney.
So my question was, are you a member of SCAL? And for those of you who are listening for the first time and don't know, SCAL is a professional organization of leaders in the travel industry. There's probably something like 15,000 to 17,000 members in about 80 countries. I know there are SCAL clubs, chapters all over Australia, including in Albany. Now, in New York, the capital of New York State is Albany, spelled the same way, pronounced Albany, on the west coast of Australia, just south of Perth. And but I know there's chapters in Sydney and Melbourne. And why aren't you a member, Sue?
It's not through not of wanting to be. I think it's a fantastic organization. I'm not a member literally because I just have so many commitments that I'm involved with. And at the end of the day, you have to pick, don't you? So I do spend a lot of time working in the World Expeditions Foundation, and there's events after work a lot with a lot of the organizations that were involved with Women in Travel and the International Institute for Peace Through Tourism, you know, Great Walks of Australia. I sit on the board there, which is an Australian tourism initiative. You can see where I'm going. So, you know, we're very well connected. I'm very well connected with a lot of great organizations and certainly know a lot of the people in the SCAL. I enjoy going to their meetings.
Well, if you enjoy going to the meetings, once you're a member, you're kind of expected to show up at six a year, and the meetings aren't ever business meetings unless you're on the executive committee.
Yeah.
What you're showing up for is a lunch or a cocktail or a dinner at a minimum of six times a year. And if you can't make it to your local chapter in Sydney, then when you're traveling, find out when the meeting is for the SCAL club in whatever destination you're in and call them and tell them you're coming to their meeting, and they'll be thrilled to have you and welcome you. And it's a fantastic opportunity to network with people all over the world, not just those close to home. And the reality is, unless you make the decision that you would like to serve on some committee or be on the executive board and, you know, be really involved, your participation expectation is pretty minimal, really. They don't demand much.
I really appreciate your advice, and I'm going to take that on board for sure, Stephanie.
Well,
thank you.
Well, I hope so, because it's a wonderful networking opportunity. And I think, you know, when I go places, one of the first things I do is have a look at, you know, where is the local Scout Club and when are they having, you know, I'll get in touch with the membership director or the president of the club and find out, you know, if during the time I'm going to be in that country, city, whatever, you know, there or island destination somewhere, when is their meeting? And if it fits into the dates I'm there. I mean, I've met wonderful people in the Caribbean, in Europe, in Asia, all over the U.S., in Canada, because I happened to be at the right time of the month that they were having their meeting.
Yeah.
So it really opens your horizons to so many wonderful networking possibilities as well. And given what you do, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Absolutely agree. I mean, there's a very, in the adventure travel industry specifically, there's a fantastic organization that was born out of North America. It's called the Adventure Travel Trade Association. We're very active in that membership.
I've actually had them on the air with me.
Oh, they're fantastic. I mean, it's such a wonderful network of people who all come together and the think tank around sustainability and initiatives that are going to be, you know, better the world are just really,
outstanding. I'm positive I interviewed those folks. Because for 8 years I was a sponsor of the New York Times travel show, and they were there a number of years, and I know that I think it's more than once. Well, no, if you just go to sabrams.com and put adventure travel into the search box, you'll get every company involved in adventure travel as well as the trade association people. So. And that's another wonderful way to meet people when you go to shows of significance and whatnot. But in any event, how many actual people would you say you send a year based on the last few years?
Around the globe, around 17,000 people. So, you know, we're not one of the bigger players in the globe, but,
that's a decent size. Nothing to be ashamed of there.
No, I'm not ashamed at all. In fact, we're really proud of the fact that what we do is small, but we like to keep it that way. So, you know, we know our customers by name, and we have really great rapport with them and also the people in country who run the tours. And, you know, as I said, look, I mean, we'll charge a little bit more than many companies, and that's really because adventure travel done completely responsibly does cost more, because you've got guide training programs and, you know, we're not cutting corners. We're making sure that what we are doing at every corner is sustainable. So, you know, there is a real cost to that, but we're really proud. And the people who align with our tours, I guess, are people who share that philosophy.
Well, you know, you bring up a very good point.
Mm.
Especially now with the internet, there are far too many people doing what I call brain surgery self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making their own plans, and they're, you know, making their own decisions based on something they've read somewhere or somebody who went someplace once told them. And it's not generally the best way to plan the best possible experience. And especially when you get into something like adventure travel, you know, there's another level of safety in the way in which you approach hiking or trekking or biking or whatever, in your plans, to know that you're working with people that, you know, have covered the contingencies. And, you know, I can remember 140 years ago, I started in this industry as a travel agent, driven by my own passion for travel. And I can remember guiding my clients to that. What came to mind first was Donna Franco Travel. Do you know them?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Okay. Donna Franco is a real woman. She lives in Boston. She's an older lady now. She's amazing. 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 And her primary product was Italy. And buying from a tour from Donna Franco was always a little more expensive than others who were selling the same thing, in theory, selling Italy. But they weren't selling the same thing done the same way. And I knew, based on returning clients, that people who came back, they were the happiest campers on the face of the earth. And it was worth whatever it was, because like you were explaining, when you're buying into something that's a little bit better, it's going to cost a little bit more. And, you know, and I can also remember there were restaurants that groups, people traveling in a group on a motor coach tour, you'd have three different companies, travelers, stopping at the same restaurant at the same time, having three different experiences. While one table was having an apple for dessert or a bowl of fresh fruit placed in the middle of the table, another table was getting some luscious thing going on over there. They were all in the same place. They all the tour operators boasted that they, you know, went to this restaurant, but the experience of the travelers depended on which tour operator they went with, because the menu was night and day from one company to another. And that's some of the things that people involved in travel would know, but the average consumer wouldn't have a clue. So those fineries that you talk about make the difference between the dream trip and the nightmare.
You're absolutely right, Stephanie. And you know, you hit it right on the head. The internet has really opened up the world for travelers these days. And yet I find it really, I find it hard to answer the question for travelers. Well, how do you discern? How do you, research what is sustainable and what's not? And I think really it just comes down to sometimes the price point can be that absolute answer, because like in a sweatshop, you know, if you go to a retail outlet and you buy a t-shirt for $3, you'll know that probably somewhere down the line there's been a lot of undisciplined practice going on.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know,
well, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Same in travel.
We're going to take a quick break now, Sue. We're going to come right back and finish up this hour with you talking about world expeditions with Sue Badiari, the CEO. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's medieval mile, Waterford's Viking quarter, and Longcrew Passage tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Sue Badiari, the CEO of World Expeditions, is on the line with us. You can check them out at worldexpeditions.com.au for Australia, where they are based. How does a company, Sue, start in Australia and become a global reaching company?
With a lot of hard work, to be honest with you, Stephanie. But look, I mean, I think when you really believe in your product and what you're offering, and you're offering small groups, then there's a really nice proposition to take this out globally and invite like-minded travellers from all around the globe to come together for that activity.
When you say Nepal,
or Morocco or wherever it may be.
When you say small groups, what is the average size of a group?
So the maximum group size on our adventures is 16 people, but the average is normally around 10 to 12. So it's a really nice size. You get to know your staff on the trip really well and also the other travellers. So it also means that we can, in a smaller group, really control what goes on the ground in terms of our footprint, and that's super important when we're out in these virgin wilderness areas, making sure that we're, you know, not leaving any mess in our wake and leaving something positive.
When you have a group, I hate to deal in averages, Because you could have somebody who was 20 and somebody who was 90, and therefore you'd be telling me that the average age is 55.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which would have no meaning. But in terms of the age range of people who go out on trips with you, firstly, what is that age range? And secondly, are there some programs, destinations, itineraries that are they're designed for people who are not only looking for or but are able to handle a very active itinerary as opposed to somebody who maybe has some mobility challenges but would still like to do something outdoorsy?
Yeah. Okay, well, to answer the first part of your question, typical demographic is typically between 35 and 55 years of age. We think that adventure travel, and certainly when we look at our demographics each year, would play out that it's a philosophy. It's not driven so much by age. It's a philosophy of a style of travel that people want to get involved with. So it's really interesting that you say, you know, how does it skew? But if we typically looked at a mountaineering trip in Africa, someone climbing on Margarita Peak, for example, in the Ruwenzori Mountains, you know, we may have a 70-year-old, two 45-year-olds, a 22-year-old, and that's really the makeup of generally a lot of our groups. It is as diverse as that, and that can be through the scale of a very introductory style adventure trip right through to the spectrum to a very hardcore climbing, mountaineering or exploratory expedition. In terms of mobility, there are so many opportunities depending on, of course, the severity of a person's mobility, but you know, there are trips that are available. We in fact had great joy just recently in helping a group of disabled, not mobile people in Australia on a trip that raised money for their special charity. But you know, it does take a lot of planning, particularly if you're not able to walk or what have you. So there are carriers and things like that can be activated. But it does obviously take a lot of planning and risk management to ensure that what we, you know, deliver. It's not really an area we do a lot of work in, but we have done a little bit of work in that.
So if you had, how many different programs do you operate in the course of a year?
We have over 700 itineraries.
Now, holy cow.
Because, we are, the World Expeditions is a division of the World Expeditions Travel Group. And in the World Expeditions Travel Group, we have, you know, 10 different brands. And they all cater to different segments of the market. So we have one, for example, that just does school groups with the World Youth Adventures brand, and another that just organises charity challenges with our Huma Charity Challenge brand. And there's an operating company called Great Canadian Trails, and it operates all of we operate all of our trips all over Canada, and that's growing really, really quickly because, again, it's speaking to a certain segment of the market who want that sort of style program in Canada specifically.
Do you have a favorite? I mean, other than Nepal, do you have a favorite destination?
Oh, that is such a difficult question, Stephanie. I really do love Nepal. I like anywhere that has mountains. I love Patagonia. I think trekking in Morocco is beautiful. Guatemala. I love India. Oh, there is so many countries around the globe. Everywhere has something special. You know, there's not one destination you walk out of and think, "Nah." You know, there's always something very special that glimmers in each place that you go to. But I think if you can get into the wilderness, wild areas of any country, you're going to really experience something special.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not personally into adventure travel. I'll be very happy to watch somebody else do it. But I have.
All right, here's the challenge, Stephanie. You must come and do a trek with us in Nepal.
Oh, that's going to happen.
We can convert you.
You think? I mean, it's a destination that really interests me. That's why I asked you about it first.
Yeah.
But the thing I have long said to people is, you will never know a country until you get out of its big cities.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And so it's really essential. You will never, and people tell me about the people in this place. Well, who did you meet if you only went to the cities? You met the shop clerks. Mm-hmm. You met the guards in the museums. You met the taxi cab drivers. And you met the people in the restaurants you ate in. And that's about it. And for the most part, they're all cut out of the same fabric no matter where in the world they're from. Because they're all pressured and busy. They live in a city.
Yep.
It's not until you get out of the big cities that you really get to meet the people,
absolutely.
Be able to, you know, interface with them. I want to thank you so much for having made the time to join us today, and I'm glad that we could have found the time in both of our schedules that were civilized for both of us, given the 14-hour time difference, and I hope we get to speak again, and I hope I get to be there when they induct you into SCAL Sydney. So let me know, and if you're ever coming to Boston, I want to bring you as my guest to lunch at SCAL Boston.
I will absolutely take you up on that office, Stephanie, and thank you again so much for the opportunity as well.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Hey, everybody, we've run out of time today. Come back next week. Got to fly now.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.